like two hooks on each side, and you just crank it.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't strong enough. What we had to do is, my buddy would rock the van, and you see, like, we'd get it up a couple inches on the trailer. I'd hit the brake, and then he'd take up the slack of that. It took us 4 hours to get it on the dolly. We start driving. We have trouble driving because it's so tall and so heavy. If you go over like 60 miles an hour, the trailer just goes crazy. So we get to Charlotte, we take a break, go to a couple bars. We leave, we decide to leave. We make a wrong turn on a dead-end street. So I don't know if you've ever driven with a dolly on the back of your car. You can't back up with one. So we just forced it. The dolly was this way, and my truck was going this way. It wouldn't go any further. And so we're dragging the van. Pull around the curve, leave it there for a little tipsy. And we thought we were on a dead street. No cars. It was a main street. And we wake up in the morning, church going on. And we can't get the van off the dolly. Call a tow truck. We have to have a tow truck take the van off, straighten our trailer, and get us a brand new tire for the trailer to put a hole in the tire. The tow truck puts the van back on the van. Start driving. I was driving while we were in Virginia. And I pull over, I was driving for like 4 hours. And I switch, my buddy gets in. He's on the cell phone with his girlfriend. Driving on through, we're coming down this hill. We're doing about 60, and he's like, hold on, his girlfriend puts the phone down. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, the trailer's going nuts. The brand new tire we had, it blew on us. So the trailer kicked out next to us on the freeway, doing 60 miles an hour, two-lane highway. And I don't know how my buddy did it, but we managed to control it so we didn't hit the guardrails. So we stopped, we slide about.